Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller. Stop tickling.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and hi, everyone. I guess there's always a correlation between payday on Friday and happiness in the studio. I think we said something like that last week because it was just a week ago that Joe had this biggest smile on his face. But anyway, it's nice being back into your homes on CBS for a product that we're so very pleased to be able to boast just a little bit about. Except that when we say the things that we do say about Wrigley Spearmint, we're not just boasting. This is not an advertising puff. These things we tell you are true. Wrigley Spearmint is delightfully enjoyable always. Today, we're pleased indeed to have as our guest young gentleman by the name of Gene Krupa. Now, for those of you who know the world of music, and specifically that area which is encompassed by the word jazz, you know that there is no brighter name emblazoned any place on the marquees of the world than the name of Gene Krupa, America's top drummer. Gene Krupa just has had a new album issued on the Clef label, which is a subsidiary of Verve, and it's called Drum Boogie, Gene Krupa, his trio, and his sextet. We're going to talk a little bit about that album. We're going to talk about Gene and his drumming ability, and mostly we're going to talk about Gene Krupa right after we listen to the Terriers.
Those brown eyes I love so well, those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes, strangers they have grown to be. On evening when the sun was low, my brown eyes whispered, I must go. Not one second would she wait. She kissed my cheek, but left my gaze. Those brown eyes I love so well, those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes, strangers they have grown to be. One night I met her on the street, I tipped my hat, but I could not speak. Another man was by her side, and soon I thought she'd be his bride.
Those brown eyes I love so well, those brown eyes I long to see.
Long years for me, she cried. It was her brother by her side. Now up in heaven for all to see, my brown-eyed angel waits for me.
Those brown eyes I love so well.
Those Brown Eyes, done by the Terriers, a piece of music from the country and western field. Just very briefly, let me point out to you the value and the care that you should take of your automobile and that precious possession, your family, if you drive this weekend. I know a lot of people always crowd up the highways of America to go out to the countryside on Saturday and Sunday. If you do drive, please drive carefully. And along those lines, let me tell you that one of the best ways to stay alert behind the wheel is that chewing action of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. So besides having the enjoyment of a nice flavor, Wrigley Spearmint, you also stay alert by chewing. So be careful over the weekend and enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. Well, Gene Krupa, it's swell having you here. It's quite obvious to me that you didn't get to be America's and music's top drummer just overnight. Now, there had to be a humble beginning someplace, and if I can pinpoint it, wasn't it Chicago?
Yes, it was. Of course, this is my hometown, and Howard, because I look so young, maybe this sounds a little paradoxical, but I've been playing professionally for 35 years.
I don't believe it.
True, please. Really.
Well, you must have started when you were one or two then.
No, a little bit older than that.
A little bit older than that.
13, I don't mind.
Gene, you have certainly had an opportunity of being a sideman with some of the great names in the business, and more singularly, the honors have come to you as a performer now in your own right as the bandsman or the leader of the group. You've never given up the drums, though. You just direct from your vantage point up there by the Skins, huh?
I play at the drums all the time. I tell you, Howard, in 1944, I had a very costly experiment. I had an idea that I was sort of a poor man's Castellanos or something like that, so I go out and hire a bunch of strings and a gang of singers, and I have 44 people in the band, you know, and I'd get down front and conduct and just play the feature numbers.
Yes.
And the people didn't like it at all. They chased me back up at the drums and say, go on back where you belong.
Well, now you've just closed a wonderfully successful engagement over at Frank Hosfien's famed Blue Note. Gee, that's
right.
A great spot. Now you're up there at the Keyboard Lounge in Detroit,
right,
Thrilling the Motor City fans. And on, next Monday, isn't it?
On Monday, the 25th, we open the Brass Rail in Milwaukee.
What sort of a spot is the rail? Is it very much like our note here?
It's quite like the Blue Note in Chicago. It's strictly a jazz room, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gene, a very good friend of mine is a very good friend of yours, a fellow by the name of Bud, I should learn how to pronounce that word, Bud Slingerland, who is the manufacturer of your drums. You're a consultant with his firm, are you not?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been on that staff?
I've been with the Slingerland drum people for, I'd say, about 25 years.
Is that right? And, of course, you use that product exclusively.
Exactly.
Well, now, how are you a consultant? How is it that you serve
Well,
that staff?
I find out different things about the drums. I find out little gadgets, possibly a holder that'll keep the bass drum from sliding, or possibly a tone control that will get a better sound from the drum or something like that. I constantly experiment. If it works out with me, well, then I give it to the factory and they in turn put it on the market.
Yeah. So this gives you an opportunity then of being the businessman along with being the artist that you are.
I'm trying.
Gene, a lot of other drummers have made the switch over to doing a little bit of vocalizing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your attitude or feeling about that?
Well, I remember a very unhappy experiment, Howard. It seems to me that I did a picture with Benny Goodman back in 1936 or 37. It was called Hollywood Hotel. And several of the featured guys in the band were required to sing a little bit.
Hmm.
Well, my eight bars followed Benny Goodman's. And Benny was never one of my favorite singers, nor is he yet. So I followed him with my eight bars and sounded so much like Benny. My voice did.
You both decided to quit.
I swore I would never sing again.
That's wonderful. Well, now, Gene, it seems to me that this new trend of music, this current popularity for the rock and roll, the music with a beat, has put a tremendous emphasis on your particular position in the music scheme of things. Not only your, but drummers everywhere. This has become now the number one instrument in the business, hasn't it? The
Just
drum.
Just about. I mean, Buddy Rich gets a commanding salary, I know, and Louis Belson, it costs a lot of money to hire him.
Yes. Do you like this emphasis being put on the drum? Of course, it builds your part up, but I don't know that a good drummer like yourself needs a build-up.
Well, naturally, I like anything that furthers the ends of music, regardless of what kind of music
yes,
it is.
But if it's on the drum, the spotlight, you like it even a little bit better.
Of course.
What about this afterbeat that the drums are being used for in a great many of our vocal records?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like a drum to come in on the afterbeat, or would you rather keep up with the singer?
Well, I don't know. I think in that particular kind of music, Howard, that it's almost necessary, a good, strong afterbeat, you know what I mean? But in my particular brand of music, as I play it with my quartet, I would probably save an accent on 2 and 4 for maybe the last... very last part of the number.
Yes.
In other words, I would build to that climax instead of starting right out with it. Don't
yeah.
you see?
Uh-huh. I was talking to your local distributor here earlier today, for Verve and Clef and JATP, the various labels that you record for under the guidance of Mr. Norman Granz. He tells me that you're having a lot of success with this new album that you've made called Drum Boogie.
Yeah, that's our latest one.
Do you like recording, Gene? Is it a kick for you to get into the studio?
Oh, sure. As a matter of fact, the only thing is I get so far behind on my recording chores. Now, after I finish this current tour, which should wind up along in about the middle of April, I'll stay around New York and try to get these recording chores. And there's so many, many things. One thing that I particularly want to do is now that Ella Fitzgerald and I both work for Norman Granz, mm-hmm. the same record label, we've always talked about doing an album which would be a sort of a tribute to the late and great Chick Webb. As you know, he was my all-time great,
yes,
my
ma'am.
Idol. And, of course, Ella rode the fame with him, too. So
wasn't she his adopted daughter?
I don't know about that, but
I think he
certainly treated her like one,
yes,
you know?
Yes, he certainly did.
And, of course, the tune that made them, actually, was Tisket a Tasket,
yes,
remember? So we'd like to do all those old things,
yes.
You know?
Well, Gene, I certainly want to wish you the best of luck. I know that you're thrilling the people up there in Detroit. I know that when you play the Brass Rail in Milwaukee beginning next Monday, the 25th, you're going to break all box office attendances there. And let me just say one thing to all of my friends in 168 cities listening, Gene. I've known a lot of very wonderful people and a lot of fine musicians. I know of no one who has contributed more to our music scheme than you, and thank you very much for being here.
Now, as a matter of fact, let's listen to one of the selections from Gene's album, Drum Boogie. It's on the label Clef. And here is Gene swinging out with the accent on the 2 and 4 with Fine's Idea. Fine's Idea from the Gene Krupa album called Drum Boogie. Gene, in honor of your presence here today, I went out and got a set of Slingerland drums, and I have practiced up, and I just want to say this as parting. Now, this is after many hours of rehearsal. Here's what I now play. Thank you very much, Gene Krupa.
Very good, Howard.
And we hope that you'll have wonderful successes in all of your road trips. Now, this is Howard Miller from Chicago, boy drummer, saying we'll see you Monday at the same time. Until then, thank you very much. Have a pleasant weekend, and please take Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you on Monday. Here's Joe Foss.
Be sure to join Howard on Monday at this same time when his guest will be Jimmy Stewart on the CBS Radio Network.